We're shooting in Churchill, Manitoba. And I went up to Churchill, which is beautiful, to follow polar bears and do a shoot with the polar bears. And we had a great shoot. We saw lots of polar bears, but we were outside the entire time and it was freezing. I was colder than I ever was. And you know how exhausted you get when you're just that cold all the time. So it's now getting very late at night. I want to be in bed somewhere, but I can't. I'm sitting in this airport. And then we finally get out onto the tarmac. We get in the plane. We get in our seats. Myself and my cameraman, Don Spence, are jammed in next to one another. And there's like a blast furnace at our ankles. So our ankles are melting. But the door to the plane is stuck open. So the plane can't take off. So it's like 25 below from the knees up and our ankles are melting. We're on that tarmac for 2 hours. Then we finally take off. We fly to Winnipeg. When we arrive in Winnipeg, it's like 3:30 in the morning. So I get to the hotel, middle of the night. They check me in. It's a really old hotel. I go up. I let myself into the room. It's pitch black. And I start feeling around for the light switch, and I can't find the light switch anywhere. So like I'm wandering around in the dark, completely blind. I can't see where I'm going. And then I just say, enough of this. I take off all my clothes. I get my shaving kit out of my bag, and I'm going to get a shower. I got to warm up. And so I feel around. I find the doorknob, and I think, okay, this is the bathroom. I open the bathroom door. I step inside. I flick on the light switch, and suddenly I'm in another room, and there's a king-size bed with two giant sleeping men together in the bed. And the soon as the light came on, one guy jumps up and goes like, what the hell are you doing in my room? And the other guy jumps up and just into the bathroom and slams the door. And the guy starts going, what are you doing in my room? And I'm going, I don't know. And I'm like literally naked with the shaving kit covering myself up. And then, so I back out and he starts coming towards me and I slam the door and I try to lock it, but there's no lock on the door. And the guy's like shaking on the other side. And I'm going, it was a mistake, it was a mistake. And he's yelling and I'm thinking, oh my God, he's going to kill me. Then I go to a phone and I pick up the phone. I say, hello, the room you put me in, like there's people in this room. And they said, oh no, that's impossible, sir. There's no one in that room. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, there's people in the room. I just saw them in bed. They're saying that's impossible. And then the person says, well, maybe we left the door open to the second bedroom. And I said, yes, you have. And so they said, well, we'll send someone up to lock the doors. I said, thank you very much. So I put on my jeans, put on my shirt. I go out in the hallway because I'm thinking this guy could come through the door and kill me any moment. And I'm standing there, then the door opens, and this big monster of a dude comes out, and he's looking right at me, and again, with, what the hell were you doing? And then at that moment, the night desk guy shows up with the keys, and he says, what's going on? And the guy starts screaming, like, this guy came into my bed! I was in bed alone, and this guy came right through the door. I mean, there I was, in bed, all alone, and this guy's coming through, and there I was. And I'm like, alone? He was alone, weren't you? Yeah, alone. And so then they locked the door. And that man, Conrad Black. Okay, that part's not true. Everything else is true. And that's my suitable for TV road story.
Big story!